The time of Lent is now almost halfway through. We're on the third Sunday. Yes, it is. It's early this year. Easter is just at the end of March. It's not in April. And every year people ask me, well, how do they choose the date of Easter, hey? And it's because it's different every year. And it's a date that is given to us. We don't sit back and say, well, you know what? I've had enough desserts over Christmas. I'm going to start a Lent now for myself. You know, just go on a Lenten diet, hey? Rather, the church gives Lent to us at a particular time. It's thrown upon us whether we're ready or not. Jesus, even himself, it says that on the first Sunday of Lent, we heard this story. It said that after he was baptized, the Holy Spirit drove him into the wilderness. On Ash Wednesday, we heard about prayer, almsgiving, and fasting, these tools of Lent, these sacrifices and taking up extra acts of service. So we can be tempted to think sometimes that Lent is all about what we can do. How much are we doing for God? How much are we doing for others? And Lent can sometimes devolve into being about us. But rather, the church shows us through this Lenten season that we don't get to choose, that we journey with each other through, that Lent is less about what we are doing and accomplishing, but rather it's about what God is doing and can do through us, but most importantly, what God is doing to us in our own lives. And so that doesn't mean that you shouldn't pray and fast and give alms, but those are more like survival tools in the wilderness of the desert, that when Lent is thrown upon us, when sufferings are thrown upon us, when difficulty happens in our lives, even outside of Lent, we know that these things just pop up in our lives. Have we prepared ourselves well so when difficulty does come, we won't be lost in a desert wilderness? That we know that God is taking care of us. And so Lent is a time then to admit to God that we are lost, we are sinners, and we are in need of being found. We're in need of God's love. So in the gospel today then, for this third Sunday of Lent, Jesus cleanses the temple against the will of the money changers. It's not like the money changers just woke up one day and said, you know what? I think, you know, being in church and stealing money for people is probably not the best way to live our lives. Maybe we should quit. They weren't ready to change their life. It doesn't say that they wanted to change anything or live any differently. And Jesus comes into their lives and says, stop making my father's house, a marketplace. And that's often how God works. Maybe we're not ready to give up a sin or a bad habit. Maybe we're not ready to give up something in our lives that's keeping us away from God. But Lent bursts upon us. God's mercy just comes into our lives. His love infuses itself in our hearts, and he calls us to change. Just like often when people say, well, I want to grow in patience, and so I'll pray to God for patience. And then what does God do? He puts people in our lives that make us be patient. You know, those annoying people that make us work on patience, eh? It's often like that with God, that he gives us trials to make us stronger. And so God is cleansing this world. God is cleansing our families and our hearts and our lives. But it has to start with us. So often we sit back and we say, well, God, you know, change everybody else. But I'm actually doing pretty good, God, right? Like I'm pretty perfect, but everybody else, they're terrible. Rather, Lent is then a time to look at ourselves and ask, what have we been avoiding? What is it we're holding on to that we don't want to be cleansed or to change? Often God's will, his voice, is in what we're trying to hide from him, what we're trying to avoid. Maybe that's resentments we're holding on to, or relationships that are no good for us, or prejudices where we judge others unfairly. If we're wondering where to start with this cleansing, the Ten Commandments that we heard in the first reading are a good place to do an examination of conscience. And so, my friends, God has given us this gift of Lent, this gift of time, this gift of grace. Don't squander it. We only have 28 days left in our Lenten journey. And so if you really haven't started yet or really haven't entered into Lent yet, that's okay. You can start over every day. You can begin every day. Use these last days wisely. God wants to heal us and cleanse us and care for us. He just asks that we listen to his Holy Spirit, that we use the tools he's provided for us, that we open our hearts to his loving mercy.